Kathy Hester, our guest in Ann Kelly's Kitchen with the book Vegan Cooking in Your Air Fryer. Now, two important questions. Is it different
Is it different
to cook vegan versus, say, what you consider a normal diet in an air fryer? What's the difference?
Well, the main difference is a lot of people think of air fryer and they immediately think, oh, I'm going to make chicken wings, or, oh, I can make, you know, there's a lot of meaty things. And I kind of come from a background of turning minds towards adding more vegetables into their diet. So I've done a vegan slow cooker book. I've done a vegan Instant Pot book. And those are also kind of associated more with meats.
Well, that's true. They are, because you're slow cooking a lot of this. But I'll tell you, you've triggered me into buying my very first air fryer. I've never used it before. Well, I'm excited about it. Tell me what it's like for someone to cook with an air fryer for the very first time. What kind of advice can you give us?
Okay, the first advice I would give anyone, especially if you have a new air fryer, is if you use spray oil on the food that you're cooking, spray the food, then put it in the air fryer. Why? Because if you look at some of mine, they look like they've been through the wringer, because that oil kind of cakes on and cakes on. It doesn't do anything bad to the food, but it keeps your air fryer nicer longer.
Well, we want that. We want the air fryer to stay nicer a lot longer. And how can vegan cooking enhance the process when you're using an air fryer? Is there a difference?
I wouldn't say that there's a difference. I would just say that people can also include some cool stuff that's not meaty in their air fryer, such as roasting corn. Oh my God, roasted corn in the air fryer is the best. It kind of, because you know, corn is already a little bit of sweet, right? So it brings out that caramely part, and so it's just so delicious.
Oh, that does sound good. Have you been a lifelong vegan? Where did you start your trip down the path to veganism?
Well, I've been vegetarian since 1983, so I've been meatless for quite a long time. I've probably been vegan about 7 years, and just basically, you know, it was the right path for me. I'm a child of the 70s, right? So I grew up when everything was packaged and hidden neatly away.
Sure.
So for me, when I really kind of made that connection that what was in that styrofoam wrapped package was something that I really didn't want to eat personally. And just so you know, too, I have all different kinds of readers. I have people who are hardcore vegans and people who are just trying to have meatless Mondays. And I really welcome anybody to try more vegetables and I would love to help them.
It is amazing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say I'm not one of those people that it's my way or the highway.
I like that. You know, it's funny that you mentioned the 70s. I recently did an interview with the author of The Hippie, and it's just talking about where the Whole Foods movement actually began and really how we're embracing it all over again now with a healthier diet and whole grains, etc. And I think with the vegan cooking for the air fryer, we can kind of get ourselves back to that, but still have the crunch and still enjoy the things we like. And, oh my gosh, it's healthier.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And it's kind of funny because I remember when you would, like, there wasn't Whole Foods back then. You went into somebody's house who kind of basically ordered natural food products.
Sure.
It was, like, real underground. And now it's very much out in the open. And one thing I will say, if anyone's tried tofu and have decided they don't like tofu, it's because you haven't had it air fried. It's amazing.
Well, okay. I'll take your word for that because I'm one of those people.
Oh, see, if you lived closer, I'd bring you some right now.
I know. I've got your book sitting right in front of me, so it's up to me to accept the challenge.
It's true. So what happens a lot of times, people who cook tofu don't know what to do with it. And I've even had some nice, sweet friends try to make tofu for me and have just taken it out of the package and cut it up and put it on a salad. And I was kind of horrified. So it's okay if you were horrified. But it's the thought that counts, right?
So, it wasn't a matter of being horrified. It was tasteless. So therefore, it wasn't prepared right.
Right. And the thing is tofu really is kind of like a master of disguise. So it really can take on the flavors and textures that you give it, which means you kind of have to do that. I guess I would say kind of like it seems like people with chicken, they're tending to put extra flavors on there. They're marinating it or brining it or doing something, right? So because you want to give it that extra. And so tofu is really no different. And so you can marinate it in, let's say, just something as simple as soy sauce, a little rice vinegar, maybe some ginger and garlic, and just kind of let it marinate in the fridge for overnight, and then kind of squeeze it out and then roll with it. And then it's going to have some flavor.
Oh, that's what I want.
And in the air fryer, it gets the perfect texture. So you cut it up in cubes. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times, and I use something called super firm tofu, so mm-hmm. you don't have to press it. And pressing tofu is very 70s.
Yes, it is.
So if tofu is new to someone, if you have a Trader Joe's near you, they have an inexpensive super firm tofu, and that just takes you one less step you have to do to try it.
Well, that's great. I've got them right 5 minutes down the street, so that's easy. What I like about your book, you cover everything, all the way to desserts. I would never think of desserts in an air fryer.
Well, you know what's interesting is air fryers are actually built on convection oven technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you kind of have yourself a little mini convection oven wherever you want to put it.
Well, I like it.
Why not?
Well, yeah, the cranberry orange muffin in a mug, that's got my name all over it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's something really fun because a lot of the old porcelain mugs,
yeah. You
can actually, they're oven safe. And so there's nothing cuter than having like a really beautiful teacup filled with a breakfast muffin to start your day.
Oh, that is so high tea. I love it.
I'm kind of silly. I definitely have too many things to serve stuff in.
Oh,
that's the problem.
Come to my house. Come to my house. We'll compare notes on that. I must say, the one thing that really touched my heart, though, was your dedication for the book. I loved it. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. My cat, Irma, passed away, I guess it's been a little over a year ago. It was in October of 2016. And she was 18, and she was just fierce till the end. So you could tell that she just wasn't doing well. So when she passed away, this was the first book I wrote in my kitchen without her trying to crawl up my legs.
Aww.
And meow at me. And you know how you think, oh, I'll be so glad when this doesn't happen anymore, and then it doesn't, and you're like, this is really sad.
Yeah, I went through the same thing with a friend of mine. I was her adopted aunt to Molly, a beautiful little dachshund, and when we lost her, it's odd to walk in the house and not see her come running at you and wanting that belly rub, but they're always in your heart, and that's the best thing, and that's why I love the fact that you dedicated this book to her. That's wonderful.
Well, you know, there's no one like a pet to teach you how to keep going and not give up.
Oh, that is so true.
Like, literally, when Irma was, like, 15, she started crawling up my legs. I'd be on a video call with someone, and I'd have to, like, bounce her like a baby in my arms. And I was actually talking to some moms. They thought it was the most hilarious thing they ever saw.
Oh, my gosh. That has to go viral.
Yeah, she's like, do it now. And she would, I don't eat meat, but my wife does eat some meat.
Mm-hmm.
So, Irma would come on the other side of the plate and start pulling the meat out of her sandwich while she was eating it.
Oh, my gosh.
Even near the end, I think she brought a chipmunk in the house. It wasn't that a few months before. Because the kitchen door, we kind of have a split level.
Uh-huh.
And so there's some stairs that go to the kitchen door. And how she, in that, as old as she was, managed to pick up something and pull it up there, she did. And we were chasing it all over the house trying to get it out.
You're horrified when you don't want to yell at them because they brought you a present.
Right, and you don't want to scare the poor chipmunk. And it actually ran into the litter box. And I'm like, little dude,
honey,
this is the worst place you could be.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Well, you were really blessed to have someone with so much personality and so much love. And I've got to tell you, the vegan cooking in your air fryer is a wonderful addition to my library, and I can't wait to start experimenting. And yes, I will try tofu, I promise.
Try tofu, and while you're at Trader Joe's, grab some of their nutritional yeast, which doesn't sound tasty, but I swear to you it is. And you can rail on me if you don't like it.
No, don't.
And try the bow tie pasta chips.
Well,
you're going to like it.
Well, don't laugh, because I just saw that the other day, and I thought, what do you do with that?
Yep, because it's the worst name for the best food product ever. So nutritional yeast sounds like something your mom says you should do every day. Have some nutritional yeast, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's this wonderful umami flavor. And so basically it tastes like cheese.
I can live with that.
So vegans, and you'll notice in my cookbook, I use it a lot. So like with these bow tie pasta chips, so we cook the pasta halfway, and then we toss it with a little bit of oil, nutritional yeast, a little bit of salt, and I use an Italian seasoning mix. And then as you air fry them, they get crispy. And even after you stop air frying them for a few minutes, if you let them rest, they get even a little crispier. And they remind me of Cheez-Its.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and that would be the perfect way to try nutritional yeast for the very first time.
All right.
And the thing is so good at Trader Joe's, it's very inexpensive.
I like that a lot. I like inexpensive. It's one of my favorite things. Well, Kathy, so much. A delight to talk to you, and you're leading me down a much healthier path. I appreciate that.
Well, excellent. If you have any questions, you always feel free to email me.
And we will. And if someone wants to reach you or check out a website, anything on social media, where can they go?
They can go to healthyslowcooking.com, and that's my blog. And they can sign up for a newsletter. They can see all of my social media. I'm on everything. So
Fantastic.
You can link straight from there. And I would love to help any of your audience kind of discover some new foods as well.
Very neat. Hope we can do that. I'll link everything from our website. Kathy, thank you again for your time. The book is Vegan Cooking in Your Air Fryer. Kathy Hester, our guest, thank you once again. It was great talking to you.
That was wonderful.